Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III in Burlington, North Carolina, with LifeNet. Today's podcast is entitled, Gospel in a Minute. Tell people the truth that the end of all things draws near. Peter's Acts 2 presentation of the gospel continued with a reference to the last days. I read from Acts 2, verses 17 through 21 from the New Living Translation. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The last days and the day of the Lord are recurrent Bible themes that call us to be reconciled to God the Judge. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection ushered in the last days. The first disciples expected a quick culmination of all things, but this time period has extended over 2,000 years, during which time God has extended mercy to generations of people through the gospel. We are drawing closer to the actual end, the day of the Lord, when Jesus will return in power and glory to judge all people and inaugurate the final state with a new heaven and earth. Principle: tell people the truth that the end of all things draws near. The Bible teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A godly fear of God brings people face to face with their ultimate destiny of standing before the glorious judge who created them. Jesus is our only hope at the last judgment. He paid the price for our sins. Believers will stand before our glorious God clothed in His righteousness. Those who put their trust in Jesus have nothing to fear, but those who reject the gospel should fear greatly. This is the beginning of wisdom and an encouragement to repent, believe, and receive all that Jesus died to give us.